It's Thursday, the 9th of December. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 19.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a Ryanair airplane, please.
Over here.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, welcome to episode 19 of the Sodcast, the loudest gardening podcast in the world. It's also Ireland's first and only garden podcast, did you know? But of course, that was an announcement, I think, and I believe, on episode 18. It's ruddy freezing still. We're on week two, week three, is it? I've lost count. I feel like doing an impression of the Shawshank Redemption, except I've got a funny feeling that when I rattle the legs of my trousers to let the clay out, snow would fall. It's kind of like that, and it's hard, and it's tough, and it's frustrating, particularly as this is a politics-free zone, particularly as a gardener, because, I mean, whilst there is an amazing podcast, garden podcast lined up for you, looking outside, it's an exact replica of where I was last Thursday when I went to record this. So that's the kind of show we're on, but not to fear. I won't let you down. I will keep you entertained. I hear Anthony McGuinness laughing. And of course, and as always, I don't have it this week on the blog section because, for reasons just stated, but I do have, of course, and as always, my links for the podcast, my images for the podcast, this week's oddities, and of course, my and finally section. First up on the blog, if you are looking for a quick giggle, take a look at the Twitter avatar that at Davy Mac just designed for me. He gave me the woolly winter Santy hat, dropped it on top of my head. I think I was laughing at him. And then he went, well, haha, touche. And I said, well, fair point. So it's up there for you to take a giggle at. I recommend you do exactly the same. And sure, why not? It kind of is the season to be jolly. And it's about ruddy time that we all kind of changed the hashtag from the Vin B and the TWIP. These are all politics related stuff. And as you are well aware, the Sodcast, the gardening podcast, is once again a politics-free zone. So no politician gets a mention, no matter how riled you may have been in the last 24 hours. As always, if you want to take a closer look at my tiny dinky winter hat avatar, you can head over to twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. It's the only time I use Donegan Gardens. My email address, as always, is info@DoneganLandscaping.com. There's a long story behind all of this. And of course, and other than that, you can of course head to w.DoneganLandscaping.com, where you will find me on the blog. I was looking for a way to, you might say, bring a little bit of the great outdoors inside. So this weekend, what I will be doing is I'm going to buy my Christmas tree. There's a Christmas tree farm not too far away from me. There's more of that coming up later on. But it is that weekend where the box of decorations come out of the attic. I'll go down with my daughter and we'll pick out the Christmas tree. It's something that I've always done since I've moved to Ballybohol, North County Dublin. I've always done it. And it's a special time. It's a time for being happy. It's a time for giggling and smiling and freezing and laughing and rubbing your hands and feeling the chill. But it doesn't matter. The whole point of this podcast was to take something great about outside and make it a bit fun. And if I can achieve that, then I've done my job. And the reason why I love this time of year is because you will have sprouts on your Christmas table. They may be extremely badly cooked. They may not taste so good. You may have an argument with your mother-in-law. She may buy you the worst looking woolly Christmas jumper you've ever seen in your life. But essentially, there will be carrots and parsnips and potatoes and turnips and sprouts and all of that sort of malarkey sitting on a table in front of you. And all of that has come from outside. There will be a tree. There should be a tree. Hopefully it's a live one in your living room, in the living room where you will be eating dinner. And I don't know where I'm going to be eating Christmas dinner this year. But essentially, the Vincent Browns and all of these political hashtags will mean diddly. And hopefully, conversation for the next day will be, my mother-in-law is the worst cook in living history. I firmly believe she was trying to poison me. Exclamation mark, little winky in there. I had a conversation yesterday morning with an amazing lady. And when I say lady, I mean the male equivalent of gentleman. It's an extremely high compliment for me to call anybody. Her name is at Granny Mar. She's an award-winning Irish blogger. At the point in time of winning this esteemed award for her writings, and I highly recommend you do go take a look at her blog, because guaranteed you'll come out smiling. I had a conversation with Granny Mar about bringing the great outdoors inside, and the crux of it all was to get a little bit back to what Christmas, that period of time, really means. Take a listen, see what you think.
I've never drunk Sidona since I left home. It was just part of our... We got it at Christmas. We didn't get it all year long. It was there. Then the decoration of the house, we had a real tree. The real tree came into the house maybe the weekend before Christmas, if it was a full week away. A couple of days away from Christmas, well, all the better, because the tree was well and truly fresh for Christmas Day. My mother decorated the tree. We as children didn't. But maybe decorations that we had made at school would be pulled out. The same box of decorations were taken year on year from the attic and used. And there was no such thing as colour coordination, like having a black and silver tree this year and a purple and whatever tree, or a pink tree. There was a green tree, and there were multicoloured tiny lights on it, and little decorations that maybe we made, and some bought decorations.
What type of Christmas tree was it? Was it any type in particular that you had, or?
In those days, there were live Christmas trees, if you like. They were real, but you didn't have artificial trees back then in Ireland. Yeah. Everybody had a real tree, and it was an ordinary tree. Now, I do remember my mother talking about wartime, and they had a holly tree, and it made a big impression on her because she remembered it all her life and talked about it every Christmas. Perhaps it was the dark, shiny leaves and the decorations on it, and I think there may even have been berries on it to add to, you know, the decoration at the time. Ours was a normal tree. It was put in a bucket of sand, and there was moisture added, and that helped to keep the pines on the branches. The decorations around the room would have been sprigs of holly. There would have been holly across the mantelpiece. There would have been sprigs of holly over the door frames, at the centre of a door frame going into the kitchen, or, you know, on all the doors in the hallway. There would have been holly sprigs put up in the corners of the room.
Did you use ivy as well?
We did, yeah.
What did you use the ivy for?
Mix the holly and the ivy in the decoration on the mantelpiece. And the ivy I had was variegated. So you had a touch of yellow.
Oh, very good.
So it added colour into it. And if my holly bush, which it didn't have berries, and I would have brought some of the berries from the Cotoneaster tree in. It was simple, but yet it was Christmassy.
Do you find that you've held on to any of those, you might say, virtues that you know your own mother would have told you about?
My Christmases here at home have always been simple. Ellie would verify that. There would have been holly on the mantle. I did make stockings, and they've gone on for years and years, and they're there so long that the little cards that were attached to them, there was the names were on them, and Ellie had written the names on them, and her daddy's name was Jack, and she had written it, the K was backwards. She must have been about four when she wrote it, and the, you know, she had the letters back to front, and I just left it that way.
And a huge thanks to at Granny Mar for taking the time to talk to me. I have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, I mean, I know I've had some great guests on the podcast so far. I mean, in the 19 episodes, all between Jane Powers, Pat Fitzgerald, Shauna Coronado. Last week at Ella McSweeney on the show, the wonderful Ella McSweeney. This is probably the first person I've had on the show who doesn't do the great outdoors for a living, but yet gets the bit of, I suppose you might say, if you put the sodcast into a calculator and press square root, I'd hope you'd get this kind of a thinking behind it, if that makes any sense to you. Straight into my images for the podcast. Oh, this is a toughie. A really, really tough one. Last week at Snowman, can't use them again, but the weather outside hasn't changed. It's still sheets of ice and sheets of white, especially in North County Dublin. Pat Fitzgerald was talking to me. He tells me he'd -6 Celsius down in Kilkenny. Whew. Not as bad as the -18 Pat had last year. And therefore, and possibly appropriately so, the first image there is, of course, the robin redbreast that has started to appear outside my back door for zero apparent reason. But I don't know. There's something Christmassy about when all of the rest of the birds have gone to the Bahamas on their holidays. This dude seems to hang around a little bit longer. The next three images, the next 2, 3, 4, and 6 are just images of the ice on the plants and the shapes that it made in my garden as I looked around. I found it absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I've seen, you know, these cartoons and drawings that kids do, and you get the spray snow out of the tin, and when you spray it, it looks like a, it looks like popsicles, you might say, sideways. But this is exactly it. And you know, and it's just, take a look, let me know what you think. Image number 5 is Martine McCutcheon. Yeah, I know. It's this. Well, you know, you got to give her credit. She did dress up well. But it leads me straight into this week's oddities, is the reason why Martine is there. And 7 Up on Ice is on. The one that I did like, and the one that I'd like to, I mean, I'm not big into the skating side of it. I don't skate. I'm bad. No. I never had roller skates. I was never into the disco stew kind of theme. But to be honest with you, there is a store in Dublin city centre called Arnott's, for those of you who don't know. And they've apparently, they're opening up the rooftop. And that's the bit I wanted to get to. If anybody is there and they can even get me, if I don't, that's in case I don't make it, if you could get me a photograph from the rooftop, it really, really, really would be appreciated. Especially, I don't know if you can see over the edge of it, can you? Somebody might let me know. And that's it. And I thought it was a really good one. And again, this is all about the great outdoors. So if it gets you outside, up on this rooftop, and it gets you to look over Dublin City like you've never seen it before, well then, happy days. My next one is Tales of Medieval Dublin. It's a lecture that's due to take place. I put these two posts up on Culture.ie in more detail, so I could kind of keep this a little bit clearer for, you might say, more greener kind of bits of issues. But the Tales of Medieval Dublin, I want to try and get along to that one as well. Ooh, yeah, fancy a Sodcast mug. Remember my Sodcast coffee mug that John Keyes made me? 2 were sold this week. That means there are only 3 Sodcast mugs in existence. So it's up to you. If you want one, go ahead. As I said last week, I can't remember how much they cost, but they're there. Oh, my next one, yeah. At Recycle for Wales and A Tidy Planet. They're doing it. It's an interesting link. Go take a look. It's called Go Green and Save Your Old TV from Landfill. We do it a little bit differently in Ireland, maybe. I'll leave that one with you. Get back on to me if you've any thoughts or comments on it. Ella McSweeney. Oh, yeah. This dates back to my Christmas tree thing that I was talking about earlier on. There's been reports of paying €125 for a 5-foot Christmas tree from Milltown when you can buy a 6-footer for €25 direct from a farmer. It's all about 2005. Well, yeah, Okay, look, I've never been to Milltown to buy a Christmas tree. My own is bought near Ballybottle. I think the Christmas tree farm sells them. It's kind of 30, 35 quid, somewhere around about there. And it's, you just go and pick your tree and it's any size you like. I think I have a link on the blog. I'll try and find it if I can. I'll throw it up there. Curly Dina says I might like these upcycled seed markers. I do, Dina, and thank you very, very much. If you don't know what upcycling is, It's basically taking something that's old and about to be chucked out, and you remodel it to make it brand spanking. First time I heard upcycled was I think in the use of inverted commas vintage clothing. And so you take stuff that's going to be chucked out, and it's an interesting way of doing things. I like it. But then I think I've been doing it for years without knowing that it was actually called upcycling. I was just reusing stuff, and I rarely chuck things out. But then I rarely buy stuff that I don't, inverted commas, really need. I think it comes back to being born prior to 1980. From Connor Pope, a snowman, and this one really did make me smile. It really, really did. It came from Paul Healy 10, at Paul Healy 10. Connor Pope put it out, and it was a snowman with exemplary taste in newspapers. I know Jane Powers will smile at that. Will not. That's a real name. Will K-N-O-T-T. Will not ask. Dear Peter, I have two small live pumpkins that were decorations for Halloween. If I want the seeds inside to grow, what should I do? At the moment, they're sitting in the front garden frozen. Will they rot down and plant themselves, or do we need to break them open? Well, if it was me, what I would do is I would take the seeds out of the pumpkins now. I'd put them into a little piece of paper, pop them into the freezer, and somewhere around about April, May or so, when it comes to season pumpkin planting seed time, they'll be there ready for you. And of course, I have the link up on my blog about growing pumpkins, and now I have done my own. Folks, what can I say? It's jingle bell season, whether you like it or not. I'm going to end up on a really nice note. Before I go, and as always, you'll find me on info@donaghanlandscaping.com. I'm at Donaghan Gardens on Twitter. And of course, and as always, you can head across to www.donaghanlandscaping.com and hit the blog. I got talking to a good friend and radio presenter, Niall O'Keefe. Niall is a DJ voluntarily on a radio station called Christmas FM. .ie in brackets. I'm going to leave you on this note. I think it's a nice one. I really, really do. I think it's appropriate that you're left on this note. I look forward to talking to you next week. As always, from me, Peter Donaghan in North County, Dublin, do take care, but do enjoy and have a great weekend in the great outdoors.
It's kind of necessary in a world gone mad to have a Christmas FM radio station, isn't it?
I think so. And we're getting messages in from all over the world on the station, which is great. But particularly in Ireland, where things are a bit grim at the moment, we're completely ignoring that on Christmas FM. It's not happening at all as far as Christmas FM is concerned. We do news, actually. They do it on the breakfast show in the morning, but there's no interest in Cowan and Co. No, we just do kind of upbeats. Or you actually hear stories of what the elves in the North Pole are up to.
Great radio station if the kids are in the car, which kind of thing.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, we do, because we've had recurring listeners as well. We've had people who said, oh, I've been waiting all year for you to come back. And it is only for 30 days, but it is only for kind of the Christmas season. But it is all about charity then as well, which is something special, because we're not just there kind of making a name for ourselves. Nobody there is actually being paid at all. And we're putting in some mad hours there as well. Breakfast show starts at 7 in the morning with Keith Shanley, and we go right through to midnight every night live. And then there's Christmas music overnight as well. There's loads going on. It is. It's great fun.
You also said to me, last year, I think €70,000 was raised for charity. So what's the plan this year?
Last year, yeah, we doubled what we did in the first year. This year, it's Barnardo's. I mean, all you have to do is send a text. You text the word Xmas, just X-M-A-S, to 57000. It's not costing us anything. It is costing you a euro, and that euro basically goes to Barnardo's, and you're giving money to a great charity. It's the first time, like, I had my birthday last week just before doing the show, and it was the first time that I can remember in living history having a white birthday. And then it was snowy when I was driving into the studios of Christmas FM, and if anything will get you in the mood for Christmas, that will, you know. Even though, you know, it makes things a little tricky, it's a little inconvenient, it's gorgeous though, still, you know, it's awesome stuff, the snow, and it is one of the things that puts you in the mood for Christmas, definitely. Christmas FM is another one.